The closing ceremonies for the Olympic Games aren't until Sunday. Today marks the end of an athletic era, though. Right now, the legendary U.S. women's soccer team is playing for gold against Brazil. Win or lose, they will come home to an uncertain future in the United States. In Oneonta, New York, fans have gathered to watch the match at the National Soccer Hall of Fame. The museum's director of communications, Jack Huckle, joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, Neil.
What's the scene like there at the Hall of Fame today?
Well, we got a good crowd in our stands. In front of it, we have a large video wall to watch the game. Had a lot of jumping up and down on the Lindsey Tarpley goal and a lot of oohing and aahing on the close-in Brazil free kick.
So from that, I gather the American women are ahead.
We are ahead 1-0 at the end of the first half.
Tell us a little bit about the bittersweet aspect of this. Great stars like Mia Hamm, women who put this sport on the map. This is their last international match.
Well, I think that is a real bittersweet moment. But you know, it happens in all international sport. This has been a wonderful group of women players. Mia and Christine and Julie are the names, along with Joy, the soccer mom personified in many ways. And Brandy, it is that kind of moment. We're recording it here in the museum for history, of course, having the viewing party. So we talked about many of these players possibly being future Hall of Famers.
How many people are up there?
We have about 50 or so in our museum right now, and they're pretty engaged in the game.
I have to say, Cooperstown, New York is alleged to have been at least the birthplace of baseball. Springfield, Massachusetts, a little better documentation as to why the Basketball Hall of Fame is there. Why Oneonta, New York?
Well, you know, there was an enthusiastic group of people here, enthusiastic about soccer, and it really has two founding fathers. One of them is Cooperstown, and the idea of the birth of the Hall of Fames, if not the birth of baseball at Cooperstown.
Mm-hmm.
But also the Hartwick and Oneonta State here were huge soccer collegiate powers in the mid-70s, and the whole town was crazy for soccer, and they wanted to be a part of the Hall of Fame because of that craziness, and found out there wasn't a building. There was an idea, the concept was out there, there were Hall of Famers, but no place to honor them. And so a group of crazy local people decided, well, we're going to build it here. And, you know, I'm in a 5-year-old, $40,000, very modern museum right now talking to you.
The women's soccer team, this particular group, the veterans that you were talking about, over the past, 10, 15 years, they have transformed their sport.
Yeah, they really have. You know, I've talked with them when they came back from winning the first world championship in 91 to Kennedy Airport. Here they were, world champions, and they were greeted by family and maybe 3 or 4 fans of the game. And certainly over the next 8 years to the 99 World Cup, we saw a huge change. We saw that intermediate step of the Olympics in 96, and it's been wonderful. And certainly Mia has been the face of that, although this year we're inducting Michelle Akers, who I often think if we don't have Michelle, who really was the winning personality of the program in its early days, we don't have a chance for Mia. So they really have. All 5 of them played in that 91 championship, and now they're in there, including Olympics and World Cups, their 5th or 6th title contention. And to have won 3 of those and possibly 4 would be a huge achievement.
Well, we'll find out what happens in the second half as it plays out. But in the 30 seconds we have left, what future is there without a women's professional soccer league anymore for them in this country?
Well, I think it's going to go back to a part-time situation. There is a second division women's league. There are going to be opportunities for the collegiate women's players to play. And hopefully Tony DiCicco and John Hendricks and the people who've supported the WUSA through its 3 years can find a new way to bring full-time professional women's soccer back on the scene. I get asked, when's it going to be a big deal? And I say, you know, it just takes time. The men's game is growing every day, and the women's game, for no good reason, though, is going to be behind it a little bit.
Jack Huckle, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Neil. Thanks for calling us.
Jack Huckle, Director of Communications and resident soccer crazy at the National Soccer Hall of Fame in Antioch, New York. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.